Ramble.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Keith, you're hungover this morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm hungover. I was out until 2 a.m.
Having
a good old time.
It was a school night.
It's a school night.
I know, but this week has been wild and crazy. I was on America's Got Talent. We did a Food Network pickup shoot. I had a Lou Burger show. Tonight we're going to go see the Bo Burnham as a screening at a theater.
At a movie theater.
It's crazy. And I'm eating the menu of Outback Steakhouse tomorrow. It's a crazy week.
That's a big week.
We're going party shopping today.
And we're going party shopping for a second.
We got a lot to talk about.
It's a crazy egging week, and I needed to have a midweek party just to handle it all.
You know, there's some people who ask, sometimes your vocal delivery, people go, is Keith drunk? And this time the answer is maybe.
I'm just tired. I get tired like
everybody.
Let me
get a sniff test on your breath.
Well, it's probably curry couscous. Yeah.
Keith has also been eating.
I do not smell alcohol, only couscous.
We got extra food from Mendocino Farms, not a sponsor, but they should be.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
I had all the leftovers, and I love the curry couscous.
It's so good.
It's delicious, but both of the things I got were spicy, so my mouth's hot.
How are you, Ned?
I'm good. You know, I went to bed normal time, woke up normal time. 9:30 to 5:45.
Jesus. 9:30 is so early.
That's at least when I shoot for. Yeah. You know, sometimes I don't hit it, but yeah, if you're waking up at 5:45, you'd go to bed at 9:32.
That means you're missing all of must-see TV.
That's true. I am. Yeah. Late night is, I got to watch it the next day. But it was very exciting because this weekend we had a fun party weekend.
Jesus, I didn't think
in
about
Big
that.
Bear.
Yeah.
Where my mom watched the kids the whole weekend. And me and Ariel went with the other Try Guys, Try Wives, and some friends in Big Bear. And I stayed up till like 1 a.m. and went,
I think
woke
later.
Up at 9 like every day. Yeah. It was crazy.
It was wild.
It felt like we were 25 again.
Wow.
It was a very fun time, especially the last night we were there because we played a lot of board games, but then some people were in the hot tub and then the rest of us were just screaming the same 5 karaoke songs over and over.
Yeah.
With most of the charge led by Ariel.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Turns
Ariel
out
liked,
she has a oh small gosh. But deep passion for certain songs.
Oh yeah.
It was and, so funny.
You know, she's like, you know, 9:30. We're both normally in bed by 9:30, so it's nice to see. It was like, you know, mommy and daddy's big weekend out, hanging with friends.
Was it hard for you to stay up past 9:30 because you got in that routine, or no, you were fine?
I mean, being with other adults was electrifying. No, I was okay. I mean, we were having some brews in the hot tub.
Nice.
I would say I got a little sleepy the first night because we were watching a movie that started at 10:30 p.m.
Wow.
We watched Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak.
And I was, you know, when it got dark or less interesting, I just sort of started falling asleep.
I will say, you know, people are wanting more lifestyle content out of the podcast. So on your big weekend away, was there any drama, any big sort of arguments?
Yes.
Big brother
Miles,
style.
Yes. We played 3 games of Settlers of Catan, and Ned won all 3, and I'm not happy about it.
It was funny.
It pissed me off.
I kept coming in to check on the game, and it was just always clear everyone was not having fun.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I had a great time.
I was
on a heater, 3-0, baby. Yeah. I collected 12 sheep off of Monopoly. I was card counting.
Nice.
And I was like, pretty sure there are 12 sheep on the board. I'm on a 2-1 sheep harbor. That's going to be 6 of anything
it was
I want.
So infuriating.
And it was just like turn in your sheep, boys. Yeah. And then there was just so much sheep.
I pulled the ultimate relationship snafu on the final day.
Want to walk us through that?
We were playing one last game before Ned had to leave early. And so we were like, all right, Ned, before you get on the road, we're doing one more game. And we're about halfway, three quarters through the game. And then it turns out, oh, we actually have to leave this house earlier than we thought. So everyone starts cleaning up. And Maggie comes up to me and goes, hey, we got to stop. You got to stop playing and help me pack. And I have like, I literally brought nothing. I don't, there's pack, there's nothing. It's pickup bag, put it in car. And so what I said is, well, if I stay here, I scorn you. But if I leave, I scorn three people. Mm. So I have to stay here with the guys. And that did not go over well.
Yeah.
I got to have my time
relationship
with the boys.
It doesn't make sense.
Look, I'm going to offend somebody here. The game ends if I leave. It's Ned's birthday weekend, technically. We're recording this a week earlier than you're hearing it, because technically you're like, guys, it's my birthday weekend. It was Ned's 3 week late birthday party.
Yeah, it was
whatever.
It was delayed because this was not just any house, but this was a house that we had just bought. We bought a mountain house Airbnb, and then we just stayed in it like a normal Airbnb.
It was really just
a very expensive Airbnb, but hopefully over time, you know, it'll help pay for itself.
Yeah.
But that's why we kind of delayed it, was we wanted to like celebrate in this new place. But my birthday was way back in June.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, it's Ned's birthday. I can't leave. Isn't it Ned? What Ned wants for his birthday
That's
is a
true.
Chance to beat me a third time.
I want to go triple threat, 3-0.
Fucking sucks.
So how would you rephrase that if you were to talk about? I'll be Maggie. Hey, it's almost time to go. I really need you to pack your bag.
I will be right there, love of my life.
What does that mean? Are you going to be there in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15
minutes? I had
nothing
to pack. I didn't have anything.
I think what you do is you say, we're in the middle of a game. Can I do this in a set a specified time, like 30 minutes? And then if she's like, no, we're all leaving now. Then I think you say, boys, I'll be right back. If it truly takes you 5 minutes to pack, then... Like, hey, what if I just pack my bag, take a 5 minute break, and then go back to the game? But
my answer is
framing it like, hey, girl, it's 1v3.
Yeah.
This is just classic utility theory.
And Zach was kind of showing off, I would say, for
the
boys.
Yeah, I wanted to show off for the boys.
Yeah,
you know, it was
classic,
really more about
right.
showing the boys that I can hang.
Yeah.
You know me.
I'm
about
in charge of my relationship.
All about that classic machise.
He's wearing shorts in the pants. He's wearing the shorts in the relationship today.
Checking in with
it,
Keith.
It was funny because when we were driving, because I was in the clean crew with the ladies, like just cleaning all of, like the houses you guys played the game. And as we were leaving, Becky was like, gosh, those boys sure were useless, huh? And I was like, yeah, who cares? It's fine. Like, it doesn't matter. I didn't really want to play the game.
Also,
so
everyone rushed out the door. No one said that we had to be cleaning all. That's why I didn't tell you guys that I was leaving at 12:30, because I'm like, everyone's going to freak out and start cleaning, and it's going to ruin the whole vibe.
It was news. It was all of a sudden like, guys, we got to be out of here in 15 minutes. Everyone clean. I'm
it
like,
turns
what
out
happened?
There was another renter coming in Sunday night, and I'd only learned that Sunday morning.
And it was after we had all been like, oh, we can hang until like 3 or 4. Let's just relax.
We could have, because we own the place.
But what if somebody came in?
Well, the cleaners would have been there.
The cleaners arrived as I was leaving, it looked like.
Bezos in space. What more do I have to say? Jeffrey Bezos went to space. What do you guys think about it?
I thought you were about to start singing a song.
We didn't start the fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be an updated lyric.
I was kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
It made
I'm jealous
just,
in general of anyone who goes to space. Astronauts.
Usually, like, space flights are so inspiring, and this one just kind of made me a little aggravated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little lame.
I think it's a bummer. For a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, back in the 60s, the space race, it was a sign of public imagination of like, wow, look at what we can do. And now it's just a symbol of wealth inequity. And so it's like doubly uninspiring. It's uninspiring because it's just the few get to leave the planet while we trash it. Mm-hmm. And it does nothing for the public good.
And I think that's like, it's because the CEO himself is in there. Like, I don't feel the same about SpaceX, where it's like, whoa, they made a rocket ship land itself. Like, that's inspiring.
At least
going
it's a
to
new
Mars
technology.
Is inspiring.
And that also actually is like a better, right? They used to just dump rockets into the ocean. Yeah, yeah. Like, well, whatever. Who the fuck cares?
It seems like a party boy billionaire just going to space with his 18-year-old friend.
Yeah, what was that about?
Breaking a record.
Some other rich person. They bailed on their ticket.
The oldest guy and the youngest guy to ever be in space.
So who gives a shit about that? I guess that's weird.
We're talking about it.
Well, I know, but...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't know, like, who gives a shit who the tallest person in the world? It's like setting a record.
What about
right?
the tallest person in space?
Yeah.
People like to set records.
I guess so. Yeah.
I give more of a shit that it was like the youngest person in space than the effect that he went in space.
I mean, I like that the teen went. I just, you know, I think it was a waste. It was annoying.
Well, who else would you have that seat?
Bezos' seat?
No.
Literally anyone. Oh, the 18-year-old, I think that's cool. No, I think that's fine. Well, he wasn't like a rich 18-year-old.
Yeah,
he was just like a guy.
I think it's just he was a plant.
Yeah, he was a plant. He was a government plant.
He was just a plant.
I thought he was some rich dude's son.
Really? Sure
he was?
Dude.
That's fucked up.
Honestly?
The whole thing's fucked
cancel.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, if he had said, Keith, I'd like you to take the seat.
He'd probably take the seat.
Would you go?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah. To space?
As long as he lets me vlog about it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. It'd be cool.
Content.
But that's the main thing for me. It's just like space travel should be inspiring, and this was just not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and here's what's double bummer about it is that we've always wanted to do Try Guys Go to Space, and now I feel like it's sullied. Sullied by
sucks.
That Bezos juice.
Now space is lame, and everyone hates it.
Space
No. No, guys.
Space is cool.
No, guys. No.
Billionaires
so cool.
are bad.
Cancel NASA.
No.
Space travel sucks.
No, space is cool.
NASA's cool.
Fuck you, outer space.
Would you guys...
Fuck you.
This is good. So apparently Ashton Kutcher was supposed to be on the flight, but Mila Kunis made him sell the ticket. I don't know if it was for this one, but it was for... Maybe it's like for the next one or whatever. But there's a whole story about like Ashton Kutcher bought a ticket early on being like, I want to go to space. Yeah. And Mila Kunis was like, absolutely not. You are not going to space. And made him sell it.
That's how Becky would
die. Because he might die. Because it's like... which, by the way, is totally like a fine thing to say. It's a space flight to, you know, space.
Of all the ways you could die, you know how likely it is that you get into a car crash every single day? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you, you could roll that dice on a trip to space. You're a goddamn fool to say no. You're a goddamn fool.
I think it's more risky than it.
I don't know what the numbers are. Is it like 1 in 10 rockets exploded?
It would be worth it to fly into space. I would love to look at the Earth from the outside.
You know, I forgot that it was like selling tickets
to space.
Ned,
he was in the middle of a song.
Yeah.
Ned, if you would mind, he's in the middle of a song.
I thought it was over.
If you wouldn't mind just letting him.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know where else it was going.
If you could just take it from the top.
I would like to orbit the Earth and look at all the garbage that orbits with us. I would like to fly amongst the stars. I want to be in space. I want to be in the negative place. I want to float where there's no air, or at least the type of air we can breathe.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
As you were saying.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Couscous.
Yeah. I was just going to wonder if it's about getting people to buy tickets to this little tourism flight. That must have been why he did it, is to be like, hey, look, it's safe. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Say I won't. I'll do it. You're not going to explode. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll put my life.
A good salesman.
Put my money where my.
Uses the product.
Well, that's what Richard Branson's in it for, right? But is that what Bezos is in it for?
No, he wants to be like dude number one, I think, is why he went.
And then Bezos, I think he
also
said something.
Why do all rocket ships look like wieners?
That one really looks like a dick.
Because wieners are the best at flying. Duh.
Yeah, but
everything
like,
that flies looks like a wiener because wieners are
this
great.
This one
at
really looked like a dick.
Yeah.
Are we sure that vagina shaped ships don't fly better? Like, I feel like the aerodynamicness, like the, you know, like the airstream.
Well, yeah. I'd say that Boba Fett,
I mean,
his ship is. From back is a little more vaginal than dick-like.
Airplane wings kind of look like vaginas from the side.
Yeah. Talk on that.
Well, you know, that's the Bernoulli principle. You know, it has to have a little curve to it to generate lift, but it's only curved on one side.
Right. I would like to see a vagina take flight. Mm-hmm. I think it would be more aerodynamic.
I think so.
I really don't.
No women on that ship, right?
Boys trip. I thought the oldest person was a lady, but I barely paid attention to the story, so
I didn't either. Really, I just was like, I don't know. Jeff Bezos is annoying to me, and it's cool that the teen went. But other than that, I don't know.
He looks like a funny old cowboy man.
Yeah.
In those pictures.
You think he looked good? Or do you think that he thought he looked good in that cowboy hat?
Oh, he absolutely thought
he's like,
he looked
oh, wait, hold on. He's on the way out the door to go to the space flight. Like, oh, hold on. Gotta grab my cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Fucking dork.
Yeah, you want to be a cowboy.
I don't know what the vision is either. Like, at least with SpaceX, the vision is like, we want to put a man on Mars. I'm like, dang. Don't see NASA doing that.
That's wild.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Didn't NASA go be like it was not a thing anymore and now it's back?
Well, it wasn't like they didn't want to be a thing.
I think they almost went bankrupt.
They had no funding. Mm-hmm. And then they...
Because space has been lost in the popular imagination.
And then SpaceX started crushing it and the government was like, fuck, put more money back into NASA.
Yeah.
Okay, NASA's back. We can't be outdone. We're supposed to be America number one space people. We say we go to space all the time.
We're number one space people.
Space people. We got flags. We put flags outside.
But to be totally honest.
Be honest, Miles. I want you to be open.
Look, let me be fucking real for a second. They were only there for 2 minutes. And then they came home.
It was like 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah,
that 11 minutes.
What are you going to do in space? And it was like a billion. I don't know. Like that part was, I guess, weird to me. I was like, if you're going to go to space, like did they go out of orbit and then back into orbit?
I think
or was
so.
It just in? Okay. So,
I don't think they didn't do a lap, man. I think a lap takes a little bit.
It's like they went to Disneyland and they went in and got a corn dog and left.
I have to say I've taken shits that lasted longer than Jeff Bezos'
Absolutely
shits.
And also, if you're having shits that take that long, you should see a doctor. It's 11 minutes too long to be on
toilet. Well, sometimes you get lost in the TikTok and you don't even realize you're pooping still.
Oh, yeah.
You've never done an 11-minute-er?
I'm saying I do it frequently.
Yeah, yeah.
Did we tell the people how the bathroom at our new office had an auto shut off after 5 minutes in the bathroom?
It's terrible.
That's not a long time.
Embarrassing.
That's not a long time.
And
you feel really bad about yourself. You're
so ashamed.
You're just sitting on the toilet looking at TikToks and the lights shut off all around you.
Oh, dear God, don't let someone else come in here right now and turn the lights on and think they're in an empty bathroom. And you have to go.
I mean, on the one hand, the lights would be on. On the other hand, you'd have to wait till they left and then probably go out the back door
to lift your legs up so no one can see that you're in there.
Yeah.
But
the office is coming together. We got a nice mural now.
Yeah.
We hired Mert, popular muralist out on the Twitter sphere. Look him up at Mert.
I didn't know he was popular. He was just a nice guy.
Speaking of Mert, Mertka's Got Talent. Keith, you were on AGT performing shirtless with Terry Crews. We knew about this. I can't recall if you even had mentioned it to the podcast audience at any point, but we got to see you on TV. I want to hear about that experience.
Yeah.
It was long. We shot so many things that obviously never got used. Huh. The performance we did was about a 2:15 minute song and they cut it down to 30 seconds, but they cut it down very well and it still they made us look great.
You're a hero in that show.
We look incredible.
And you are, from my outside view, like I want to hear about everything you filmed, it felt like, please welcome celebrity guest Lou Berger to perform a song and then leave stage.
It wasn't that. It was very much, we were like, when we were there, you know, you're bottom totem pole. Like you're the lowest of the low when you're on a reality show. You're like in a room and they're like, we'll come tell you when we need you. The day that we auditioned, our call time was 8:30 in the morning. Ooh. Guess what time we auditioned?
5:45 p.m.
I mean, it should be like 10 a.m. if you get called.
10:15 p.m.
No,
no,
that is
you
ungodly.
Were called at 8:30 a.m. and yes. didn't do anything until 10:15.
We did a couple things that took a total of 2 hours scattered throughout the day, where we'd do like interviews and wait around and like do all these behind the scenes things.
None of which was aired.
None of which aired at all.
What
None
were
of
you?
It.
Were they at least have like a good spread? Hummus, pita.
No. In fact, it was the worst in the world because there was no crafty because of COVID.
Oh, God.
And the only
wait a
not
second.
Only that, you had to go outside to eat or drink anything except for water, and you had to go have a PA take you outside to eat or something. Yikes. And I'm like, the PAs are like, no offense, 22. So I am a grown man being like, hi, can I go outside and have some chips, please? and they'll be like, hold on, let me radio and see that you're not going to be needed in the next hour. I'm like, there's no way I'm needed in the next hour. I've been doing nothing for hours and I want some chips, please. And then someone has to walk you over to where you can get chips and sit with you while you eat chips and
that
then
sucks.
Walk back.
For those who haven't had a chance to see, I mean, the performance is on Twitter, but what,
it's on
what
YouTube
is
and
the
Twitter.
Song?
So the song, and it was true in a way of like the idea that like, here's Celebrity Lou Burger coming to perform, because we were on Bring the Funny, which is an NBC show. So when AGT was doing their auditions, one of their people did reach out to us and be like, you guys should audition. It would be great if you guys wrote a funny song about someone in the cast. They wanted us to write a song about Simon Cowell, and we're like, that's not fun. And like, no, I don't want to do that. And they said, and then we pitched back, what about Terry Crews? And they're like, oh, that's great. Everyone, he's so fun. He's also
Who's
very
the host?
Willing and participatory. Yeah. So we're like, great, let's do it. And we just thought, like, how do we engineer something that is guaranteed to be used in promos and is guaranteed to air? Because they film hundreds and hundreds of auditions, but they don't necessarily air all of them. Mm. Even if you get through, they might not air it. Yeah.
And so you said, we get Terry Crews to take his shirt off.
We make giant Terry Crews flags. We're all going to take our shirts off. We're going to get Terry Crews on stage, shirtless, playing flute and flexing his pecs. That was our, like, how do we do that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then we wrote an entire song about how we wanted him to do that.
And he didn't know that you were doing that.
So he knew that we had a song about him and we wanted him to participate. And we told him how, and like, we told him that, like, on the day. I was like, we'd love you to do this. You're going to know when it's time. And he's like, that sounds great. Let's do it.
And he remembered you.
He
from,
did.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, have we met before? And I said, yeah, because we did some videos back at BuzzFeed. And he remembered me. And that was 4 years ago.
Yeah, I can't believe
that. Oh, that's so great.
And it was very sweet. He truly is such a nice, warm, positive, giant man. And here's the best part. We were backstage to go, and we were actually going to have like a 9:45 audition slot. But then they're like, Lubberger, we're going to push you back. And we're like, again? He's like, well, it's because Terry Crews has to go get oiled up. And to do that, he has to be re-mic'd. So he's going to get oiled up to take his shirt off. And I'm like, that's worth it.
Wow.
And so he had to go. We had to fully, like, he left. He got oiled up. He had to get re-mic'd to re-put a different shirt on so that he could put his other shirt back on after.
Wow.
It was like such a thing. And then my favorite part is because like we weren't there to win America's Got Talent. Like we were there to do this funny show, get on TV, do a funny song. And when we were backstage talking to Terry, he was kind of like, as everyone, he was always like to everyone, he's very positive. He's like, oh, it's going to be great. And I was like, Terry, we're just here to make some good TV. And he just did the funniest thing. He's like, love it or hate it, they're going to remember it. And I was like, exactly. And
that is magic.
And it was so fun. And I'm so glad that we did it ultimately. Although it was 2 full days of mostly sitting around doing nothing and then walking around and doing like behind the scenes where they're like, so tell us about you. And we would do all these OTFs.
Well, another
on the fly
burning enemies. Question. The audience may be wondering: it did not show if you got through or not. Did you get any X's? What happened?
So
there?
Yeah, the real fun story of it is that we did get an X mid song from Simon Cowell, which is kind of a dream come true.
Which they did not air, right?
Which they didn't air. They actually just put us in a montage of people that advanced.
Oh,
and just made it look like we advanced.
Huh. But you
wait,
did not.
If you
we
get
did
one, if you get one X, are you out?
No, you have to get all 4 X's during the performance for it to be cut short, and then to advance, you need 3 out of 4 yeses.
Mm.
We
got kind of
we got
that, right?
2 out of 4 yeses, and but they just aired it as if we got three or four, and like they're in.
But when you get X'd, yeah. Is it? Do you hear it?
Oh my god! It is the most you fucked up sound in the world.
Oh wow!
It is.
Is loud?
It's deafening. It is absolutely deafening, and it is
probably made to spook people.
It could definitely throw you off easily.
Were you not thrown off?
No, and the funniest part is this is not in this tape, but the moment he did it was the moment we dumped bottles of water on our bare chest. So it was hilarious because we were like doing all this stupid stuff and then we just pour water all over
and
our
that's
chest.
The point where he's
and
like,
he was like, nope.
No.
And then we kept performing.
That's not talented.
Mm-hmm. This is too stupid. And then after he was like, I don't even know what that was. Like, what was that? What's going on? And then Terry was out, and Terry was great because he was like trying. He was basically doing our interview with the judges for us, being like, "You gotta let them through. They were amazing. I've never heard a song so good in my life." And Heidi Klum gave us one only because of Terry. She's like, "I'll give you one for Terry." And then Howie Mandel actually legitimately loved it. He was like, "That was hilarious. It was so stupid."
Way to go, Howie.
Then who was the last ex?
So Sofia Vergara did not pass us through, and it was because she said in the moment is because we didn't include her in the song. We in the song we actually call out Simon, we call out Howie, and we call out Terry, but we specifically said let's not. This song has like sort of objectifying the men, but like we don't need to objectify the women. They have plenty of that. So like let's not call them out. Let's make it just sort of calling out the dudes. And it backfired. They were like, "Why didn't you include us?" I was like, "Fuck!" Then we were trying to be like sort of tasteful here, trying to be kind and thoughtful, and it was wrong.
Kind
the wrong
and thoughtful,
choice.
Big mistake.
But it was very funny. I got to play French Horn on TV, which is just to me the funniest thing every time. And I played technically a duet with Terry Crews now. So.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Because he played flute. He came out and played the flute.
We should ask Terry Crews to be like a judge on Without a Recipe. I bet he'd do it.
I bet he'd do it.
I bet he'd do it.
He's
I mean, he came
sweetest.
To BuzzFeed to debate me in a debatable about PCs versus consoles, which is such a like a random like run-of-the-mill type of concept.
Is he a gamer?
Apparently, yeah.
He's the man has done everything.
Yeah.
The man has been a football player, a professional wrestler, a host, a you know, commercial campaign, like he was the Old Spice guy. He's done everything.
I will say, pre my internet life, when I was in the PA circuit, I worked on a lot of commercials, and I worked on, I think this was the same thing. It was a Super Bowl commercial starring the Muppets and Terry Crews.
Mm.
And he was, you know, then to me as a PA, also the sweetest man. It's just,
he's a nice guy.
Loves his family.
Goose is back.
Couscous is back.
Couscous is back.
Yeah. So in your hungover nature, you're eating couscous to sort of quell the alcohol?
Yeah. I just have a couscous moment.
Couscous.
I'm having a good time. I feel good. I'm not kind of like hungover where I'm sleepy and cozy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Now, Zach, this weekend, I don't know if you want to talk about this.
Oh, I want to talk about it.
Okay, yeah.
No, it's last weekend for the viewers.
Yeah, right.
We've teased, we talked about, maybe Zach's going to throw himself a birthday. It's happening, or it happened. Zach's backwards bar mitzvah, mm-hmm. my 31st birthday. We're making it my 13th all over again. I'm finally going to be a man. Very excited. So maybe we'll tell you how it went in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
which will have been, it'll be a while.
Which will have been 3 weeks from the party. But we're,
people love having things to look forward to.
Keith and I and Alexandria are going today to shop for party materials.
Wow.
We've been planning how we're going to reorganize the office, how we're going to light it. And there's a funny thing that's happening where some of the people here are very down. And some, I would say, are very politely, wildly against it. I would say Ned is on the neutral negative side of like, well, you can...
Yeah, sure. Like, I think it would be better if this were not happening, obviously. I think, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I support you, and I want you to follow your hopes and dreams. And,
it was such a funny, like...
You know, I will not help in any way, but I will tolerate this happening.
He's so politely, because when we told him it was happening, he was like, how do I tell them I think this is a really bad idea without being stern, because technically he has, you know, as much a say as I do. So Ned was just like, now, I think it would be a better idea to do it anywhere else.
Literally, there are a ton of places, many of which have not received much business in the last year, that certainly are better at throwing parties than our office space.
But it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Things are going to be all topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
It is funny because I was like on the fence with knowing how much work it was going to be. And then I told Nick and Rachel and they're like, you can't do that. And I'm like, oh, we're doing it. And then I was like, it is going to be a lot of work. And Ned's like, you should do it somewhere else. And as soon as he left the room, I turned to Keith. I'm like, we're doing this.
Yeah. Now, I knew there was no persuading you. Let me just say, like, try and do as much as possible in terms of locking rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ned also can't be here.
Cabinets. I'm a little upset that I can't be here. No, I'm going out of town this week, and me and Wes are going to the Anacortes Crab Derby.
Up in
San Juan Islands near Seattle.
You know, the Anacortes Crab Rally.
Of course. Yeah.
The world famous.
Some people probably know it. yeah, first ever father-son trip. Flying at the crack of dawn tomorrow to Seattle. Then I'm going to drive up to the islands near there, get in the boat,
ride some crabs.
No.
Crab derby.
It's like a day where you try and catch a lot of crab and there's prizes.
Okay. A bunch of old rundown crabs try to back into each other at high speeds until only one crab is left.
You're releasing crabs and they're running.
I don't know. I don't know why they call it a derby. I think derby in this case just means like festival or party.
You know what would be a fun video? I surrounded myself with 1,000 crabs.
Oh, God.
Just a man.
Oh, wow.
There's crabs everywhere, and they've got to get out of it.
Going back to the party real quick, Ned, what do you think should be our max capacity for a responsible
What's
party?
What's the legal max capacity in this place?
It's like the answer is like 30, but I know you're not going to have that. You're going to have like 100 people.
Yeah.
And when you have 100 people... Something's gonna get spilled and then be all sticky.
Yeah.
Multiple things. And something's gonna get broken. We have a lot of expensive equipment there. We have a lot of nice things here. I mean, look at this.
No one's gonna be in here. Yeah.
You know, we can't really see it. It's
this is the
camera,
after parties in here. So
but
podcast
there's like a
room's
whole
gonna
bunch
be
of...
the makeout room.
The fuck room. I will say I invited all the hype house and Triller and
it's a lot of people.
There are, I do know some YouTubers are coming who I don't know.
Who? Oh my god. Because
I invited Elle Mills and she's like, can I bring XYZ? I'm like, yeah, all right, cool.
So on the one hand, I'm like sad I'm not gonna be there because it's also now like our office opening party, but not like.
But it's about me.
Not really. Well, sure, but it's also gonna be sloppy. And like, I don't know. What if like
someone breaks?
What
their
if
leg?
Something super bad happens? Yeah. I don't even know if our like liability insurance is covered for that.
We'll put an enter at your own risk sign on the door.
I don't think that counts.
Ned is exclusively making good points.
Yeah,
I have no qualms about that. But
like, I'm excited for the party. I love parties.
Look, something I've also been thinking about is that this is probably the only time that we can actually do this here because the office is only going to get more real. And so now's the time to stress test it a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
I hope there's a beach ball on top of the crowd at some point.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, hey, that's up
people
to us.
People love a good beach ball moment.
You, me, and Alexandria are the party planning committee, and it's really you and Alexandria.
Yeah.
You're the party people.
I brought some of the stuff today because there's so many things to bring. Lights.
We have
So where are you going to put all the
fog machine?
And
so originally we were going to do...
stuff that could break.
Originally we were going to do the stage... Oh, you mean like our stuff?
Well, everything that can break is going
into... How are you
going
to ensure that nothing bad's going to happen?
Good question. Thank you so much for asking. We're going to put a lot of the stuff in here. A lot of the stuff is going
into... the door?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is going to the storage, the two storage rooms.
And like the conference room, and then we're going to put tables in front of it. Like basically, none of the... The only rooms people are going to go into are the main room, and then... So the main room is going to be the dance floor slash the bar.
Right.
And then our stage is going to be... First, the slideshow room. When you walk in, there's going to be a slideshow of my life and how beautiful,
very fun.
What a beautiful boy I am. And then later, that'll be the karaoke lounge.
It's going to be one of those like museum exhibits where you walk in and there's just sort of a video playing and people sort of stand around for a while and look at it and they're like, okay, I'll go see what's in the next room.
Yeah.
We have a professional DJ performing.
I'm very excited.
DJ Capslap, boyfriend of Kelsey Dara, our good buddy Jared. So he sent me a list of equipment to go rent from Guitar Center.
Wow. That's
I mean,
hilarious.
Let's be honest. I'm mostly just upset that I can't come.
Of course.
Ari will be there.
She will be there. Yeah, that's true.
That's well, amazing.
I'm just going with Wes.
Although Ned was like, you know, you shouldn't. Ari was like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, but I don't know if she knew how many people you were intending on inviting.
I don't know if she knows still.
Like, you're trying. This is like an invite everyone you know type of party.
Yeah. Well, birthdays to me are not actually for you and your best friends. It's for all the friends that you don't get to see any other time of the year. Mm-hmm. So with birthday, hilariously, most of my best friends are not going to be here. My best friend since I've been growing up, Eric, is in New York. Mm. You're out of town. Eugene is out of town for his sister's birthday, slash like kind of a wedding thing.
He's not here to tell the story, but very,
it's a great story.
A side note, they had to put a deposit for the wedding, right? Mm-hmm. And they ended up not having the wedding, courthouse wedding, COVID. Many people did that. Uh-huh. But the place wouldn't let them cancel the deposit. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, well, we don't want to have the wedding anymore. It wasn't like they would let them postpone it or something, right? But they just...
They're like, you have to spend this money
here. They didn't
want
it. Yeah. So now with 12 people, that's pretty reasonable.
I guess so.
It's, you know, it's kind of unusual because most people just postpone their wedding and have a celebration 2 years out. But now what they're doing is the 12 close friends and family that are going for this weekend have $10,000 that they need to spend in like food and beverage credits.
In like a few that's days.
Really
in
fun.
Like 3 days.
Yeah. I told you, Gene, that's a movie.
Yeah, that's
it
great.
It is a weekend.
It's a good movie.
It's like the $10,000 weekend. You have to get together with your family spend
it.
X dollars. That is chaos.
Mm-hmm. It's basically just a Mr. Beast video.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to recoup that cost. Send him with a vlog camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles, we're putting you on a plane.
Let's go.
Get there. Go now. You'll miss the party.
Put a GoPro on my chest.
But yeah, I mean, the way that I'm looking at it is that it's been 400 something days since I've seen, you know, had a big party since I've seen so many people. And frankly, as I get older, there's less and less likelihood that I'll ever do something like this again. Mm. So I'm definitely inviting some people from the early half of my life. Mm. And part of me is thinking like, yeah, this might be the last time we like kind of hang out. It's kind of like
Whoa.
A goodbye. It's kind of like a good, I mean, not to get dark, but I'm like, it's kind of a good goodbye party to some people.
Wow.
Name names.
But you're inviting them. If you're inviting them, then it's not a goodbye. You're reconnecting.
Eh, let's be real. It's a thanks for being part of my life up until this point. I would love to see you again, but we may not cross paths in a meaningful way.
Huh.
Wow.
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 That's, I'm being
that's,
real.
That's intentional. I appreciate
vitamin
it.
Vitamin C graduation at the end of the party.
I love that idea.
Everybody like hugs and cries. Yeah.
One of my buddies coming, who actually I do genuinely love, and it's someone that I always wish like we could have been better friends, but was my friend from sleepaway camp when I was like 12 years old.
Whoa.
And we get lunch every now and then here. And it's like I'm just from all parts of my life bringing people together. It's going to be a weird mishmash. Like, and that's also super fun to be at a party where you are the only connective tissue. And, you know, I used to call it the camp friend syndrome, where you'd be like, your home friends and your camp friends, and are they going to mingle? It's going to be weird. It's very stressful. I kind of love that. Birthdays to me are about giving a gift of a party to others.
Mm-hmm. It helped me out in Catan. It was a four-player game where I was the only person that knew each of the people.
Oh, yeah, you could read us.
I had a friend from home. I had a friend from
there
LA that you guys don't know very well. And I had you.
What should we get, like, at some point, like
fog
a surprise
machine?
Performance. No, I brought the fog machine today.
That's already
a
here.
Surprise
That's
performance, tight. Like from like a fully suited like mascot just comes in the party, and then there's suddenly like a mascot at the party.
We do have
nonsense.
That dreidel costume.
The dreidel is really funny.
Huey and Alex, who are both genuinely Jewish, I just am culturally Jewish. They were like, are you going to do a Torah portion? I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? No, it's not a real bar mitzvah.
Wouldn't that be funny?
It'd be really funny.
I mean, a real bar mitzvah is you do a candle lighting ceremony and you light 13 candles and each candle is for one person in your life. And then you go like, all right, Zach's like to invite down his cousins. And then you all go take a photo. And then it's like, now his home friends. And that would really grind the party to a halt if we want to do that.
I just feel like at some point, like if like a big, you know, I don't know.
Who's the biggest musical artist we know?
Rebecca Black.
Is Rebecca Black going to be there?
Performance by Rebecca Black.
We could ask her.
That'd
she'd
be
do it.
Awesome.
I feel like she'd do it. She's got a new album. She's trying to promote all her new stuff.
Let's slide into those DMs right
she's
now.
She's very cool. She's we know cool. her well.
I like Rebecca
I could ask Olivia Rodrigo, but
there's no fucking way.
I think she's busy.
Not a fucking chance.
She probably shouldn't come. If I'm being honest, yeah. She's not old enough to be at this party.
That's right. True. By the way, she is like a child.
Yeah.
She cannot legally drink.
Yeah, she cannot legally drink for
several
more years.
You're not invited to my birthday.
She can't even vote. She's 17, isn't
she? Is she 17?
No, she's 18.
She's 18?
She's 18.
For what it's worth, I'll probably be sober.
I've been to a lot of out-of-control parties in my life, and very rarely has someone gotten hurt.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about life.
Though I will say, at our holiday party the year before last, we all went karaokeing, and Will got so drunk that he fell off the stage.
I do remember that.
I'm laughing, but it was horrifying.
Yeah.
Smacked his head, and I was like, Jesus Christ, Will, are you okay? And Kaylin, who was certainly drunk, grabs him and goes, hold on, I got this. Follow my finger. And goes, boom, boom, boom. All right, he doesn't have a concussion. You're good. And I was like, I trust her.
Well, I feel a little better now that you guys have a plan to lock everything of value away in rooms that can't be opened.
You know me. I like to make sure everything is going to be fine, but also I'm a cautious cat, so I like to make sure things are safe as well.
Meow.
We could record a podcast in the middle of the party.
That's an excellent idea, Miles.
Wow.
I do. I mean, I was thinking about like, fuck, it'd be great. Because we always wanted to do Zach Throws a Bar Mitzvah as a true Try Guys video. And this will not be.
Yeah, kind of burning our.
I know. But we can do it.
Dream
another.
Video concept. But you're right. We wouldn't throw it in the office. We'd throw it at like a
Hyatt Convention Center.
Yeah. Marriott.
Like Lil Bow Wow come perform or something.
Lil Bow Wow.
Sean Kingston.
Yeah, you know, you get some artist who's affordable to come play and be like, oh my God.
You know what you should do? Because obviously I don't really want any presents. And then everyone's going to bring alcohol because that's what I always do. And I don't drink. So it's going to be like, like, I want people to bring alcohol so that they can just open it and drink and party. But it's going to be worthless. You should secretly text everyone and say, hey, do you want to chip in $10 to buy dancers? And like get like people like dressed as the Power Rangers to come and dance in the middle of the party.
Idea.
That would really... How much can that cost?
Jabberwockies?
I don't know.
I don't even need the jack.
$250 a pop, $250 per person.
You think it's even that much? I don't know if it's actually that much to get someone
for an
hour.
$100
for good dancers.
I was thinking like,
what would I Google?
Can always just try and find dancers outside of Home Depot. But
what would I have to Google to get a mascot at the party?
What kind of mascot?
LA mascot.
Like a
LA party mascot.
You can definitely get an LA party mascot. Because
you can buy party princesses.
You stroll down Hollywood Boulevard, just find someone that looks good and offer them a.
This is the funniest option.
Yeah.
Right?
Cash.
Party princesses is a whole industry out here in LA. I don't know if it's everywhere, but it's literally you hire girls who dress up and have full cosplay type Disney princess outfits, and they go and they're Snow White at your party.
Should I get Elmo?
Not Elmo. Should get a Spider-Man.
Elmo's too scary.
Get a Spider-Man performer, and then he'll do backflips.
that would be sick.
No, that's the liability.
And then we'll just make sure we update our liability coverage.
Yeah. All right, for 60 minutes on this website, recommended for up to 12 children, $165.
To get an Elmo?
For an hour?
Oh, Star Wars characters are more expensive.
Pretty good.
Wow. It was up to $295.
Pretty good rate, actually.
I think that's affordable.
Making $165 an hour.
Do we want one character or two?
It depends on what the vision is.
Like Batman Elmo and Robin. Thor?
It is tough because we'd also be leaking
Who's
our office
Who's your favorite
address?
Character?
I mean, growing up, it was Spider-Man. I was a huge Spider-Man guy. But I see a SpongeBob. I see Princess Kitty, who is a very poor Hello Kitty knockoff.
No.
Elmo's very... I mean, Mario is super funny.
SpongeBob is really funny.
Oh, shit. We could get Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They have Poppy from the Trolls movie. I think...
Is Poppy coming?
We may
Did
have
you invite
to.
Poppy?
You know, I haven't...
You haven't talked to Poppy in a while?
No, she's like become like a big... star in like the wrestling world. She like does
what?
Entrance...
What?
Yes, like the like pro wrestling world. She does... She is the entrance music for one of the wrestlers, and like that wrestler has become like a very popular female wrestler, and so she performs live sometimes the intro songs at like pay per views.
That would be an excellent performance for my bar mitzvah. We should send her an invite just as courtesy.
I mean, I'll I'll Twitter her, DM her. That's the only place we chat.
That's cool.
I love her. And her new song is called Her. It's really good.
Who am I forgetting to invite? And also, I did not mean to cut that off.
No.
Big fan, Poppy. Yeah. Yeah, the new song is excellent.
It's Are there going to be celebs there?
Is that who should I invite that I'm forgetting to invite?
Do you invite...
Red and Link.
Do you invite Lana?
I did invite Lana Condor.
Oh, dope.
She's out of town. She's better than
Lana Del Rey.
Not Lana Del Rey.
Maybe Terry Crews wants to come.
I invited him to perform at the show.
It's funny how you guys are obviously famous, but you still have middle school energy of who should we invite to our
You think they'll come? Oh, yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot to get me to go to another person's party. Yeah.
I can ask Chris Reinecker if he can invite some. He's got celebrity friends.
That'd be cool. He's got a lot of celebrity friends.
What about Kat McNamara?
She's coming.
Oh, she
actually, not to embarrass her publicly, but she accidentally RSVP'd 4 times.
That's adorable.
Over the course of a day. She must have just kept accidentally hitting submit, but it wasn't 1, 2, 3, 4. It was 1 at 9 a.m., 1 at noon, again at 3:30, again at 8:00.
I wonder how that happens.
Maybe it was refreshing.
I blame Evite.
Yeah. You should invite Kira.
Oh, Kira.
Yeah.
Well, fuck, now I'm going to feel bad if she hears this and knows that she wasn't on the original
list. I'm not sure if she's so dedicated a listener. I don't know.
Is this considered a company function? Because that's going to...
That's a great point. Yeah, Keith, do you have the company card for this afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I've always got my company card.
It's someone's company business expense. It's either the Try Guys business expense or Zach Kornfeld Incorporated business expense. Mm. But either way, you better believe IRS, if you're listening, it's a write-off.
Very nice.
It's a business party.
Yeah, it's a soiree. These aren't my real friends. They're future collaborators.
It's true. You're inviting YouTubers. It's an industry event.
For content.
Yeah.
It's an industry event.
It's to make me seem more impressive than I am. Yeah. I want Red Link to come and go, wowza, this Zach Kornfeld guy, he's a man now.
Yeah.
Business development.
Yeah.
What would you do if it's 10 p.m., you've got kind of the balloons, everything set up.
Oh, and people I have
no one comes. Yes. Or only the people I didn't want to come show up. Yeah. That'd be devastating. Everyone went to bleep that name. It's a real name. I don't know. I just couldn't think of another Jewish name.
Sad one-on-one game of beer pong.
Playing cornhole with yourself.
Every time I see you in my dream, loving your face. And just me slowly swaying in the middle of the dance floor with deflated balloons.
Do you have a bar mitzvah music all lined up?
That's my job today and tomorrow.
Mm. Oh yeah, we talked about potentially having
seems like a good use
music
of that.
That was out. Having a playlist of music that was out when you were 13.
Yeah, I think it should be themed. Anything that came out after the year 2003 is no good.
Except for some of the bops.
Yeah. We'll be bop friendly.
I think it'd be so fun. That's what the karaoke was going to be. Karaoke was going to be exclusively from the early aughts. So you can only sing Britney, Christina Aguilera, boy bands, etc.
Keith's suggestion was to just have a karaoke playlist that's preset. Mm. No one can fuck it up, and just you don't get to pick a song. You just go up, and it's a song that everyone knows, so you can sing it.
That's nice.
Which I think is probably smart.
It's just going to be too much work. It'll be chaotic, and that will be where the computer gets broken.
Yep.
The computer that's likely going to be balanced on a stool. I can see it now.
Yep.
And it's going to be my computer.
Well, maybe it could be my old computer.
Did you order a computer, by the way? I got a computer show up at my house. And it was a company computer.
It went to yours?
Well, to our old office.
It's a mystery that we were talking about yesterday.
And no one could figure out where it came from. Everyone in the office was confused because this computer was supposed to come a week and a half ago, and it just never showed up.
Yeah, it shipped to...
been sitting outside.
Well, I gotta bleep
that.
I guess
it's only 9 more days, but still.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you.
That's your new computer.
My new computer.
Yeah, it probably just was sitting there for a while, and then it was sitting in my house for a while because I was I didn't know what it was.
Oh shit, guys! I don't know how much time we have left, but some birthday presents that I got for myself. First, this is a follow up to an episode months ago at this point. I got a mechanical keyboard.
Yeah, dude.
And I was typing to Miles last night.
Is it here? Can we test it out?
I left it at home. But Miles, is yours here?
No, I brought mine home.
It's so loud.
I will warn you, it's going to be loud.
It's so loud.
That is going to be loud.
Am I going to hate that my desk is next to yours?
I'm going to have to leave it at home.
It's going
to
be
unacceptable.
Home.
Oh, no.
I can't sit at my desk. It's too cold.
Too cold.
My desk is directly under one of the AC vents, and when it turns on, it is like it's just so much wind.
Me and Keith are under the AC vent.
If you have paper on your desk, it'll blow. It won't be on your desk anymore.
We should look at that. Yeah,
you could probably get a redirector.
I think I just need to get a ladder and get up on the desk and move the.
Or just
roofs.
Set it to like 78.
Yeah. But Zach, by the way, welcome to Mechanical Keyboard Dumb. It's my favorite. I'm literally peeping another mechanical keyboard that I think I'm probably going to buy ultimately.
Why?
Because I like it. It's like Legos. It's like you buy it, you get the little switches, you take them apart, you loop them, and you put them in.
But Miles did the research for me. He got me the keyboard. Yeah. Neither of us realized, because I bought a keyboard and that comes as a keyboard, and then I bought separate keys to change out the keys.
Keycaps, yeah.
Keycaps. But the keyboard has the glowy light underneath that changes through different colors of the rainbow. So it's kind of already dope out of the box.
It is cool out of the box, you know, but I think the keycaps you ordered are beautiful. Cool. You know, that's the tough thing.
Hilarious. I guess I really can't roast you too hard because like I have the same problem except it's now just with buying brass instruments.
Yeah.
I just bought a trumpet the other weekend.
That's great.
And I was like,
you don't play the trumpet.
I don't professionally, but I can. See, here's the thing. Trumpet's the easiest one. It's like because I can play the French horn, I can absolutely play the trumpet. It's the exact same like fingerings, but it's easier to play.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but you're also supposed to play higher. But I bought it, and then I was like telling Becky, he's like, so I bought a trumpet, and you know, I think it's good though. I got a used one. He's like, you don't have to justify it to me. You can buy a trumpet if you want a trumpet. And I'm like, okay, well, I just wanted you to know I bought a trumpet.
Yeah, I don't let Sarah know all the mechanical keyboard shit that I buy because it'd be foolish.
Maggie was shocked at like how much money I spend. I was like, I don't think it's that expensive for something that I use every day.
Well, that's the slippery slope. Because yeah, I use it every day, but I guess I don't need three or whatever. But then they don't need keycaps. It's just like
buying a Lamborghini and just be like, well, I drive every day.
Exactly.
I don't drive that car every day, but I drive every day.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking about getting a drone.
I've been thinking about
it. Dude, holy shit.
Hell yes.
I've been wanting a drone so bad. When I was running equipment, now Jonathan does that, I was thinking about trying to justify it for the company, which we don't need a drone.
We do.
We do.
We do. Really.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, I think
it'd be cool.
I was talking to the drone
operator.
Anytime
we do a drone shoot, we like hire a specific drone operator.
Right.
And they do have like connections to the city. They know how to get the permits and it's a whole thing.
I think it depends. And I want to look at the cost of some of the cheaper ones. Because yes, we just did this really cool video that we're calling Big Try, where we tried to parallel park semi-trucks, like 18 wheelers. Really fun, really goofy. And we wanted it to feel epic and larger than life. So we had a professional drone operator. That's not something that we can do. Mm-hmm. But I think if we can find one, you know, the DJI, they have a lot that are pretty at cost at this point. Mm-hmm. And if we can just, if I can fly it well enough to do basic drone shots, I think it adds a lot of production value in an easy way.
I agree.
Just do it unpermitted and roll the dice?
Hell yeah, brother.
It's like, I'm not opposed to buying a drone. You can get like $300, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can get ones that don't do the FAA regulations. Because the big ones, like, you have to tell the FAA when you're doing it because it's like a plane fly or whatever. But the little ones are, like, safe to do without doing that.
And they have ones now that follow you. Like, you literally don't even need to do anything. It just, you put your phone in your pocket, you walk, it follows you like a perfect tracking shot.
Like
it's
a doggy.
So dope. Yeah, like a doggy.
I mean, we spend that much on just like lunches.
Exactly. I mean, we spend that much on. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like drone. One lunch is the cost of a drone.
I'm one instrument away from a brass quintet.
Whoa.
All I need is a tuba. But really, I'd have two trumpets because brass quintet is two trumpets, a trombone or a euphonium, a French horn and a tuba. I have a trombone and a euphonium and a trumpet and a French horn, but no tuba. But I think I'm going to get a sousaphone. A sousaphone is the tuba that you wear standing up and it wraps around your body.
Oh, I love that.
And it's the cartoon tuba. And it's the funniest tuba because I'm like, if I'm going to buy a tuba, I'm going to buy a tuba that I can dance while playing because it's just so funny. And it's like not as good a sounding instrument as a real tuba, but it's so funny. They're so big.
Yeah, they're I like the idea of scoring.
I like that you were just waiting for us to finish drone conversation to talk about Brad the Sousaphone again.
Well, that's my
waiting
thing.
And now I'm waiting for you
guys to... like drones. You guys like keyboards. I like brass instruments. That's my thing. Ned likes going on crab expeditions.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what my hobby is.
He's a crab man.
I've just been booking a lot of travel.
Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, well, that's true. Oh, crab. Yeah, that's true.
That's your hobby.
Yeah, I've been getting into the commander type of game.
That was fun.
Which is not 1v1. It's 1v1v1v1, just like Catan.
Oh, that's
it's
fun.
Really fun. I like that. It was more like,
it's about
fun.
The interpersonal dynamics.
You know, they had a board game night at BuzzFeed one time. We have enough people now. I'm gonna have to flee fat company at an old company. But I feel like it'd be fun if we had a board game.
I would
night.
Love that.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wanna do it on Saturday?
No. In the middle of the party?
Sunday?
No.
Hungover board game party?
That's fun.
Guys, don't have fun without me.
Okay, we'll do hangover board game, and whoever loses has to clean.
Whoa. I feel like secret Hitler with some of our interns that we don't know very well.
Oh,
I don't know
like
if Rainey's listening, but Rainey. I would not know how to read you at Secret Hitler because we barely know each other. Do you like Secret Hitler? Have you played that game?
I haven't played
Do you think I'm just talking about the
Hitler.
Nazi former?
Yeah,
Ned's canceled.
It's a game of lying and deception.
Love this.
Okay, now
I'm with you.
We've learned new information.
So Keith
Rainey's the worst liar of all time for those who couldn't hear because she's obviously not on a microphone.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Also, for all those listeners, Secret Hitler is a board game, and it is kind of like the card game Mafia.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like Among Us as well. It's basically there's bad people, but you don't know who the bad people are, and they're slowly killing.
Ariel and Keith tricked us all while we were playing a Big Bear. Ariel was like, Keith's a good guy, and we were all like, yeah, it checks out. Keith's a good guy.
No,
it was Ariel and my friend Eric.
Eric. Because I was all time.
Keith hates
that's
lying.
That's also interesting.
I don't like lying.
He hates playing Secret Hitler. And you would think Keith is such a performer. He would love that game. Mm. He despises.
Yeah.
He likes being the good guy, hates being a liar.
Yeah, I really don't enjoy it.
So Keith was like an all time quarterback. All time liberal.
I couldn't vote, but I could give my input.
He was a detective, basically. Yeah. So he just watched the game and told us what he thought. But then we uncovered the best thing. Because we have, very loud people, myself, Becky. And then we have very quiet people like Maggie. And so oftentimes when we play, Maggie's very quiet, doesn't get a word in. And then people are like, she's suspicious. I'm going to kill her. She gets killed every fucking time we play.
She really does.
So what Keith uncovered this time is he turned on the karaoke mic and he was the MC. And so he went around the table.
I was like the sideline reporter.
And was like, now we have accusations being thrown around. Maggie, care to comment on this? And it was like the most equitable game. Because normally it just devolves into shouting and cacophony and whatever. I really think if you guys are out there listening, that's the way to play
it. It was
the game.
So fun. And then when Becky was killed first, she just became the co-anchor.
That's
and then we had two of us walking around, and I would go to like, say, you've just been elected president. How does it feel? Who are you going to nominate as your chancellor? Wow, incredible. Now, you guys, are you into this vote? This moving around was so much fun.
It
also, anytime you have a microphone with reverb and echo, it's hilarious.
Yeah. So fun.
But it was so much fun. I was like, I only want to do this role and I will play
this
game.
It genuinely made the game better.
It did.
Yeah.
It made it really fun. And I also as the person overseeing it, I did know who was who, but I was also just making sure everyone had to talk.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you think you figured it out on a couple games?
So I was,
or any time where you're tricked?
I was tricked once in as the detective, but the other times I was able to suss it out. Even one of the times I was like, I think Becky could be Hitler. I don't know though. And then she was. I was like, dang. I knew it.
I was so pissed. Me and Ned both went the whole night playing good guys, and that's the worst.
It was so bad.
It was the worst.
Well, it's it's a little stressful to be a bad guy, but if you're playing four games and you're a good guy every single time,
and your friend Eric was the bad guy every single game.
And
a lot of people had only met him for a day.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Oh, my gosh. Guys.
Well, we're going to keep talking about board games and bar mitzvahs on the Afterpod.
I have another drone story.
join our community. Become a Triceratops. Support the show at patreon.com/tryguys.
You'll hear the story of Zach's secret trip.
Little bonus app.
And you get you get to hear Miles' advice.
Yeah, full episodes of advice that'll go for Miles on the Patreon. Peep 'em.
Peepum, you can get exclusive content.
Exclusive benefits
featuring your favorite tripod member, Miles.
Hey,
that's cool.
But perhaps you're not sure yet if you want to go over to the Patreon for a full episode of advice that'll go for Miles. You want a little taste to see what kind of advice might I get? Nom, 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 nom. Let's give you a little taste. Mm-hmm. This is advice that'll go for Miles with your host,
Miles Fonsignore.
It's advice that'll go for Miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go for Miles. Everyone,
he's
get ready.
He's doing like an intro sequence, like he's on a sitcom.
Did you bring a phone from home?
Miles, no, that's been a prop he's been using in his show. It's clearly not a real phone.
Advice that'll go for Miles.
This is sort of like a sitcom opening. I like this.
Advice that'll go for Miles.
Better now.
We're feeling good.
That's smooth.
Have you ever wanted to stink?
Okay.
Have you ever wanted to just tingle?
Eat garlic?
And smell like gas?
I think it still could be eat garlic.
Put a little treat in your little meat when you're out in public at the diner.
Toothpick.
What could this be?
Like a garlic suppository?
Rub menthol on your armpits.
The best way to party,
this is uncomfortable,
is to have a big little martini.
Oh, what? Yeah, I like a martini.
I didn't drink martinis, but then a few weeks ago, I went to a bar.
What does this have to do with meat?
Well, there's an olive in it.
Mm-hmm.
The meat of the olive.
You used a fleshy martini, and then you went to a bar.
It's a fleshy.
I had a martini, and I found that it was the perfect blend of salty and sweet.
I'm going to check my email.
And it crushed. It was, you know what it is? It was the experience of a shot without the like annoyance of the shot. And I chugged a martini at a bar.
Chugged.
And it was like...
Was it a dirty martini?
It was a dirty martini.
Was it vodka or gin?
It was gin.
Excellent
and
choice.
I just found that if you're looking for a little upper, having a martini, you're like, whoa, I feel drunk immediately. And well, that was...
Yeah, it's only alcohol.
It's like 3 ounces of alcohol.
But doing a shot is so time-consuming, Ned.
No, it's not. No, it isn't.
Well,
no, it's not.
Not in time. Not in time.
It is the fastest way to consume alcohol.
Not in time, per se. But it's so intense, and it's like, do I really want to do a shot?
I mean, no. I hear you there, brother.
But
I do not like shots.
It is
but
intense.
A martini is like all of the alcohol with about a tenth of the time.
Pro tip. Hold on to that martini glass tight because I accidentally shattered mine at the bar.
That'll happen.
And I felt really bad.
Here's my pro tip for you.
Yeah.
Order a martini
mm-hmm.
in a rocks glass.
I know I wanted to do it, but I also wanted to go for the experience of
because
the restaurant
attendant. It's impossible to move with a martini.
I agree.
And especially in a crowded bar, you're gonna lose a third of that drink.
For sure. And
on your way to the table.
But you're really trying to... Chug a martini. I feel like if you're doing a rocks glass, you should just be getting something that is a little more easy to drink.
No, it's to me, it's just because
it's hard to
they hold. Always fill it right to the brim.
Yeah.
The surface tension of it is like bubbled over, and then you're like, okay, now walk with this. And like with this, it's like the shape of it guarantees a spill.
True. No, you should be having someone bring it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I really enjoyed it. And I found that like, I mean, I love olives. And by the way, the place was nice. The olives were like, I mean, it had to be $4 a pop. They were fucking nice olives.
How
nice.
Dare you?
And I, oh yeah, because you don't like olives? I don't know what that look was. Zach just stared me down.
I'm on board with get a martini. I think if you are a person who enjoys cocktails, it's always great to try a cocktail that's outside of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It's also just good to try things you used to think you didn't like.
Yeah.
Just to
and
double
that's
check.
What we're all about here at the Let's Try Guys check. Is trying new things. So, hey, this week, why don't you go out there and try something new? And, hey, maybe if you're in the neighborhood, pop by my bar mitzvah. Invite a celebo.
Yeah.
But keep on trying, guys. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Tripod. We're the Try Guys.
Keith Peterson, the official Tripod theme song.
I want to go to space. I want to fly above the sky. I want to fly in a giant penis rocket into the sun. It's a tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.